Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom in 5 minutes or less. Ever feel like you're navigating a minefield when it comes to relationships? Like one wrong step could send the whole thing cavalier? Well, you're not alone. Relationships are tough, let's be real. They require patience, understanding, and a whole lot of emotional intelligence. But here's the cool part: Stoicism can actually give you some serious superpowers when it comes to building and maintaining those strong connections. Today, we're diving into mindfulness for improved relationships because honestly, who wouldn't want that? It's about being present, truly present in your interactions with others. No distractions, no mental chatter, just pure focus on the person right in front of you. Think about it, when you're fully present, you're more likely to hear what someone is really saying, both verbally and non-verbally. You're less likely to jump to conclusions or let your own baggage color your perception. Mindfulness helps us connect on a deeper level, building trust and understanding. Number one takeaway: listen actively. This doesn't mean just hearing the words, it means paying attention to tone, body language, and emotions behind what's being said. Think about it like this: you wouldn't want your favorite podcast host just skimming over a juicy plot point, right? Same goes for conversations with people who matter. Being fully present shows them that you value their thoughts and feelings. Number two, practice empathy. Put yourself in their shoes. Try to see things from their perspective, even if you don't agree with them. Remember, everyone has a unique story shaped by their experiences and beliefs. Ever had someone say something that rubbed you the wrong way? Take a deep breath before reacting. Ask yourself, what might be going on in this person's life that could be influencing their words? It doesn't mean condoning bad behavior, it just means understanding where they're coming from. Number three, be mindful of your own emotions. We all have good days and bad days, but when we're reactive, those negative feelings can spill over into our relationships. Take a moment to pause, breathe deeply, and acknowledge your emotions before reacting. This gives you space to choose a more thoughtful response instead of letting your emotions take the wheel. Number four, focus on gratitude. Don't forget to appreciate the good stuff. Express your thanks for the people in your life, big and small. A simple thank you can go a long way in strengthening your bonds. You know that feeling when someone truly appreciates something you've done? It feels amazing. Number five, cultivate forgiveness. Holding on to grudges only hurts us in the end. Practice letting go of past hurts, focusing on moving forward with compassion and understanding. Remember, building strong relationships takes work. But by incorporating mindfulness into our daily lives, we can create deeper connections, navigate challenges more effectively, and build a happier, more fulfilling life. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine two friends, Sarah and Emily. They're having dinner together, but Sarah is constantly checking her phone, scrolling through social media, and barely making eye contact with Emily. Emily feels ignored and unimportant. Now, imagine Sarah putting her phone away, actively listening to Emily's stories, and offering genuine support. The difference? Night and day. By being present and engaged, Sarah turns a potentially awkward dinner into a meaningful connection. That's the power of mindfulness. So, there you have it, 5 key takeaways for building stronger relationships through mindfulness. Remember, it's about showing up fully, listening with your heart, and choosing understanding over judgment. Now, go out there and make some magic happen in your relationships. I know you got this. And don't forget to share your thoughts on today's episode, what stood out to you. What are you going to try incorporating into your own interactions? Head over to our social media page and let me know. Until tomorrow, stay mindful, stay connected, and keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.